call the Thursday, April 17th meeting of the Land Commission to order. Mr. Deedle, Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Knipple?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayor?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packets, item 2A, approval of minutes. You have the minutes in your packets. Are there any additions or corrections?
Move of approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Unanimous. Item 3A, public hearing, Summit Credit Union. Mr. Fuchs, you have an announcement, a notice?
This is a continuation of a public hearing announcement from the last Plan Commission meeting at April 3rd.
Since there's two new people here, you want to just give us the highlights? The applicant here?
And I don't believe the applicant's here yet. The architect, I believe. This is a proposal to build a credit union, a Summit Credit Union, at the entrance into the Orchard View Shopping Center, where the roundabout is on Drexel. As you come in that entrance, it'll be that piece of land on the aerial photograph immediately to your right as you're coming into the shopping center. Yes, thank you. I can note that it was, when this shopping center was originally proposed, they did not get approval for this building, but they did identify a possible use, and it was envisioned at that time that it could be potentially a bank with a drive-through. As a bank with a drive-through, this is a special use. Plan Commission will review it, make a recommendation that goes to the Common Council. And the Common Council has a final decision on this matter. At its last meeting, the Plan Commission had a lot of discussion about the architecture for this building, some concerns about that architecture not being very consistent or compatible with the architecture in the rest of the shopping center, and ultimately decided to make a motion to continue the public hearing to this meeting, direct staff to send a notice to more property owners, including a picture of what the architecture would look like. And we did that, working with the aldermen. I believe 35-some properties were contacted. And I just heard this evening that the aldermen did receive comment from one person, and staff, we did not receive any. And I do not know if there's anybody here that was from that neighborhood either. Staff was and still is recommending approval, but I would point out that the Plan Commission did have some concerns about the architecture.
Thank you, Mr. Deedle. This is a public hearing. It's a continuation of a public hearing, so I don't need to open it. Is there anyone here to speak on this matter? Alderman Mayer.
Thank you. Dan Mayer, 10670 West Candlestick Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. Mr. Deedle mentioned, I did get one concerned citizen out of the hundreds of mailers that were sent out, and his concerns were not really about the architecture. They were about the business going there. He was concerned, since there's other businesses there that are empty, he was worried that the business won't be able to attract customers, and we might end up with another vacant building there. I assured him that I was probably pretty sure that the proposers did a fiscal feasibility study, and I'm pretty sure that they would have customers coming there. But that was his concern. His main concern was that customers wouldn't come to that particular credit union that was there. He also cited the fact that there were other banks very close by, and so he was really wondering why people would come there for this particular credit union, and that was his concerns.
Thank you, Alton. Do you have a comment on the... your district?
You know, I have the same concerns he does. I know this area was set aside for a type of a bank situation, so I really don't have an issue with that. I guess I don't know if the businesses are vacant because they're vacant or because of the economy, and we can only hope that the economy is coming up and things are going to pick up and those other businesses are going to be filled there. So I'm okay with architecture. I'm okay with it going there, just raising the concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor,
you're
excuse
Mr. Mayor.
Me. Chief Mayor. Chief Alderman Mayor. And Mr. Mr. Tan, welcome. Please join us. Have a seat.
He's the architect.
Right. Come on up. Have a seat. Are there any other public that wishes to speak on this matter? Any other? Going once. Going twice. I will close the citizens' comment period for this. Mr. Tan, good evening. Welcome. Thank you for coming. I must admit, I don't know much about your issue, but I have seen the drawings and the architectural renderings, and I take the advice of my staff very carefully. Are there any issue? Any questions for Mr. Tan? Commissioner Canepa.
Mr. Tan, you said that this architectural style is a brand recognition for Summit Credit Union.
Yes.
So basically, when we brought up the concerns that we had, you said you'd prefer to keep it that way because that's a recognizable standard for the credit union?
Yes.
Okay.
If you've been to the one in West Allis, there's yeah. one on Greenville Avenue.
Yes.
Has very much the same character.
Yeah.
But as I was, you know, after I heard your concerns 2 weeks ago, I did I apologize, I was caught in traffic a little bit. Did you all have a look through these slides?
Yes.
If I may,
please.
I could walk you through these
please.
Slides. This shows me the overall... So this, I thought I'd just show this this slide shows the overall picture of things. And this is the side right there.
Yep.
Okay. Zooming in, one of the things I think there's a building there now, right?
No,
there isn't. Okay, but the overall scheme of things, you can see that the main building is here. This is the drive-out canopy, and it actually fits pretty well in terms of the site plan. On the site, it's not a rectangular site, but it really works at holding the street edge, and it helps screen, you know, the back part of the site from the street. So this building really does have, you know, really acknowledge the urban fabric right at that corner. And zooming in more, you can see, and all the mechanicals are pretty well screened from the public. And we worked hard at connecting the site and the building to those pedestrian connections to the community. Here's a landscape plan we're proposing. We are, doesn't show up as well here, but all these are existing trees. We've worked really hard at preserving all the existing trees as much as possible on the site. All the deciduous trees have been preserved right along here. The sign, it's right there, and you've been hitting the sign, it's lighting behind it. And,
right there.
Okay. You better
find that. There should be another button that does red. You're doing it right there. Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, as you can see, and the drive-up has been pretty well screened by the landscaping right there.
Okay. Excuse Excuse me, the existing dumpster enclosure, that guy right there?
Yep, that stays.
That stays.
Right there. And you can see this is actually a very good indication of how the street edge and the urban fabric really maintain on this site here. And the dumpster, wood pre-built dumpster, there's mechanical enclosures right there, so nothing is exposed. And it works pretty well with the shape of the site as well. And then I took a look at the context. The target building, which is just right in the same development. And what I find interesting is that there are some relationships between the two. Both of them have a deep overhanging roof, right? And the main entrance, the main front of the street is this big, tall, glazed element, which kind of invites the public in. And so it really kind of has that, there's a similar thing, the some vertical elements and supporting a horizontal element right there. The next one here, if you look at the target, there are actually these three, the facade is broken up into, by these three pavilions, and interestingly enough, the rhythm does exist on our existing building as well. So, that's coming around, looking back at the entrance of the building itself, and you can see how the rhythm of some of the facades do have a relationship with each other. And these are just some shots of the building out at Beetle Avenue in West Allis, just to give you a sense of what the palette of materials would be for this project. It's a combination of a brick, which I have here. It's kind of it's actually a really handsome brick, very fond of it. It's an iron spot brick. It's a manganese iron spot brick, and when it catches the light, it can be both black and dark gray and probably silver at the same time. The window frames are solar metallic, and and there is some solar metallic metal as well on the project here. And the glass is a kind of gray to red glass project. So you can get a sense of the materials of the project. and here are some elevations. I think they're in your packet. I think that's the last slide. So.
Excellent. Commissioners? Questions?
Not really. I love the building. I think it's beautiful. I can understand where some of the questions came in that it doesn't match maybe with the colors and that kind of thing, but I love the building. I do like the way that it kind of forms in with the shape of the lot. I guess I don't have too much of a problem with it. So.
Is there, Commissioner Knuckle?
The design allows the building that's there now has some advertising on the end of it. And I don't think it interferes with the advertising or the signage that's on that east end of the building that's there already. And I think it's, when I go around that roundabout, I envision looking at a building right there, and it, you can take it all in instead of just whizzing by it because you're going slowly around. So I thoroughly enjoy the thought that might be in our community.
Do you have a motion in that regard?
I would make a motion to approve the...
So you make a motion to recommend approval of the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for credit union use upon a property located at 7750 South Lovers Lane Road, more formally known as Building 8, Lot 3, within the shops of Wyndham Village Development. Is that your motion?
I would make that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Roll call, please, Mr. Fuchs.
Commissioner Knipple?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
No.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Bennett?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is 4-1. Motion passes. And Mr. Deedle, the sign program.
Yes, there will be a separate motion and a separate resolution for the sign. We are asking, this is a master sign program, which means that we created separate standards for the shopping center in exchange for additional amount of signage. They had to have some consistency between the signage. And the applicant is asking for a larger than normal amount of signage. I believe it's based on the square footage of the building. They would normally have been allowed 35 square feet for signage, and they're asking for 50.7 on one and 40.8 on another. Staff is recommending approval, although one of the conditions would be that the illumination on the sign be turned off at 10 o'clock at night.
Commissioners? Is there a motion to approve the resolution approving amendment to the sign master sign program for the shops at Wyndham Village Commercial Retail Center to allow for Summit Credit Union signage upon building number 8 with the conditions as outlined by the planning manager?
I would make a motion to move.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Any discussion of the motion? Commissioner Bennett?
Well, I'm just not in favor of larger signs. I mean, I think we have a sign ordinance. Have an ordinance. To me, it doesn't make any sense to vary from the ordinance that we have. So I will vote no.
Is there a picture of what it would look like with our actual ordinance signs? Have you, yeah, obviously, you have the. Correct. You don't have it. What it would normally look like.
Interesting enough, our approach was basically look at it and to place the signs, the size of the signs that we felt looked right for the building. You know, it's actually kind of, if it's smaller than that or larger than that, it wouldn't look right. So it's kind of, we designed it from a visual standpoint, like this looks right. So that was kind of our approach. Yeah. I apologize, we did not put one.
Can you go back to the picture of the West Allis location?
Nick, could you help turn that strobe light off, please?
It is pen.
There you go.
Thank you.
Sorry for that. Okay, here it is. So in fact, it's the same size as the one in West Allis. So it just kind of.
And it's all illuminated, the whole entire, the wording and everything is all illuminated?
Yes. But we are very, you know, willing to turn it off as recommended.
Any other discussion? I'm sorry. Alderman Mayer.
No, but I'd like to hear what anybody else would have to say.
Commissioners? Mm-hmm. City Attorney Whistler.
Only just procedurally, this is a decision which ends at the Plan Commission, and it would require 4 affirmative votes. This is not something that's recommended to the Common Council.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Roll call, please, Mr. Fuchs.
Commissioner Knipple?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
No.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Bennett?
No.
Alderwoman Mayer?
You're the swing vote.
The hot seat. No, it's two no's. Two no's. Do what you want.
Personally, I like it. I respect what Jack says. So I'll say aye.
Okay, motion is 4-2. I'm sorry, 3-2. As a presiding officer, I vote aye. So the vote is 4-2. Motion carries. Thank you. Although normally I would vote no. I agree with you. So thank you very much. Welcome to the city. This will go to the Common Council in 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three? Okay.
So 3 weeks because of extra money.
I'm not used to voting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It only hurts for a moment. Okay, thank you very much. Item 3B, Elder Sanctuary LLC Funeral Home and Mortuary Center. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 17, 2014 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Elder Sanctuary LLC for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7261, Funeral Service and Crematories, to allow for a funeral home and mortuary center embalming custodial care use upon property zone B2 General Business District located at 7220 West Rawson Avenue, the former Root River Center, Bowling Alley, and Banquet Hall.
Is the applicant here? Sir, please join us. Thank you very much. Your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Lamont Tao. Currently, my address is at 215 East Thomas in Warsaw, Wisconsin.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Dietl, an introduction, please.
As the public hearing noticed or mentioned, this is the former River Lanes Bowling Alley property. The applicant is proposing to utilize the site in the building pretty much as is for a funeral home. They are not proposing a crematorium, but we are adding that as a condition in the resolution that not be allowed. But the applicant at this time is only asking for a funeral home. Although the applicant isn't proposing any significant changes to the building or the site, they are willing to fix up, you know, the broken pieces of the concrete in the parking lot and the portions of the fences that are broken. They are volunteering or agreeing to do that. Staff did point out a number of other issues and concerns, many of which the applicant doesn't agree with. For instance, we're asking or recommending that there be a sidewalk connection to Rawson Avenue, additional landscaping to be placed on the northwest side of the property, and other conditions, which weren't as clear. We were putting hours of operation limits on this. Our proposal, or our recommendation, was from 7 in the morning to 12 at night. It wasn't clear to me if the applicant was comfortable with those hours or not. But with those conditions, and there are a number of conditions, staff is recommending approval.
Mr. Tao, if you'd like to give a little presentation, just for our, is there anyone in the audience for this matter, here for this matter? Alderman Mayor, Alderman Schmidt. This is a public hearing. I hereby open the public hearing. So, Mr. Tao, please.
I apologize for if I didn't say anything enough. Please feel free to ask a question. I will be more than happy to explain. And I've operated this kind of business in Warsaw for the last 3 years.
Is the microphone on?
Is that microphone on?
Switch. You may have to be closer to it.
Because
it was working for the other.
Can you hear me?
I don't see the red light on the bottom.
Okay. Can anybody hear me a little better?
You're going to talk up, I think, a little bit, too.
Talk a little louder. Okay.
Thank you.
As indicated, I have been operating this kind of business in Warsaw for the last 3-4 years. At our location in Warsaw, we did quite a few programs together there. We provide transportation for people going to medical places that they wanted to do. One of our major components in there is a federal home. But we specifically target toward the aging population. And in Franklin here, we do have quite a good numbers of the clientele of the aging population in Franklin. But majority of our clientele are located in the city of Milwaukee. Basically, sort of about 15 miles radius in the city of Milwaukee. And I feel that there's insufficient facility in that area serving this target population. And I'd be very happy to bring my business into Franklin's here. And what we're proposing is not much change to the address at 7220 West Rock Rawson. The property is about almost 6 acres. I have about 289 parking space. Traditionally, our funeral service run 4 days, from Friday until Monday morning, 24 hours. The majority of attendants are coming from the daytime until midnight, and they would leave back home for rest. And those people who remain at the facility will be a smaller number. Family members and other close relatives will remain there. There's not going to be much traffic exiting or entering from midnight until 7 a.m. in the morning. And that is our culture, and we would like the city's council to give a support for our tradition. We feel that the facility and the location are secluded enough and have enough parking space in the within the area to accommodate the numbers of people who will attend in our facility there. After I present to the planning department, there's a couple questions that I have for them in terms if you would reference to page 3 on number 11 through 14. And before coming here, I have talked to Nick, and I have some better understanding of what it means on each of those numbers, 11, 12, 13,
excuse me,
14,
sir.
Which is,
what is the document that you're reading?
The document is
the resolution, I believe, and the conditions in the resolution.
Are they also in the project narrative?
No. These are the concerns that staff raised when we reviewed the project before
the
Plan Commission submitted. And so those were the conditions that we had carried over from our staff comments into this resolution. And then now the applicant has some questions or concerns about them.
Do we all have it? Alderman Mayor? Good.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you. Okay, now, okay. Which items of interest?
Items number 11, number 12, number 13, and number 14. And as indicated, when before I came to the meeting here, I talked to Nick, and he clarified some of the points, and I have a little better understanding of it. Let's see, number. Let's go to number 12. Let's start with number 11. I would like to work with the the engineer or the planning department to see if we can preserve that guardrail and repaint it. But I would be more than happy to work with them to not remove it because it's so close to the building. And if anybody would put in the wrong gear, it would run right into the building. So I would be willing to work with the department. And the
just wonder if staff could point out where on the site these items are.
So they're immediately adjacent to the building on the west side. So right at the edge of the parking lot on either side of the building, and then in the back.
That's item 11?
Yep. So it's old. They're old, rusted. They don't look very good. So we were recommending that they be removed, and then the normal parking lot traffic concrete stops be placed there instead, so cars don't run into the building. So the guardrail's there so cars don't bump into the building. We're saying replace that with the normal curb stops in the parking lot, the concrete curb stops.
Especially on the west side, the guardrail on the west side of the west side building, which is on the left side there, the parking is really close to the building. A little close to the building, and the guardrail is going almost a third of the building there. So it would be very beneficial to save it there so that if anybody would not just put it wrong here and then plow it into the building.
Mr. Bennett. Commissioner Bennett.
Yeah, I guess I asked staff. Is the reason that you would like that removed is it's unsightly?
Yes.
So I guess I would support that. Maybe the alternative to that is have it sandblasted and painted.
I was going to say, yeah, would it be acceptable to staff to simply have it restored to a satisfactory appearance?
From an aesthetic standpoint, sure, yes. Okay. If that still works for parking, Jack has no concerns, then I'm okay, yes.
Okay.
That would be great. On number 12, I would be willing to work with the engineering departments to visit this issue here. In addition, there's different grades from the east and west property. Some of those grades are probably more than 12 feet high. The grade differences from those east and west property.
I'll ask the same question. Where on the site was staff envisioning that this would be?
So the far southwest corner of the property, so it would be cross-access into the former dialysis center property. Yes, right there. Right there. So we're recommending that a cross-access be placed right there to connect the two parking lots.
Is there a cross-access easement in place? Would that be required?
For this property, for sure, no. For the adjacent property, I'm not sure. Do we know?
Commissioner Bennett.
I would suggest we have a cross-access easement placed on the property and not require them necessarily to build it. It was not practical at this time, but the property to the east hasn't been developed. It's a house, and surely will be developed as commercial someday, and more likely be graded. So that may be very possible, maybe not now, but in the future. So if they agree to a cross access, and we don't even have to exactly specify where, just that they're going to have a cross access easement on the east and on the west, then when these other properties develop, we can try to coordinate that cross access, because it's been plannings and engineering's attitude over the years, if we're going to keep the capacity of our major arterial streets, let's not make people go out of the street if they want to go a different place and then have to come back in. And the State Department of Transportation is encouraging that. I'm sure the county would encourage that. So maybe we just write it up that they will grant a cross-access easement, and at the time, if it's practical, and we have to get it on the other side. You can't have cross-access with just one property giving it. So when that next property comes in, we can work with them and try to see if we can make a cross-access work. It can't be at a real steep grade, or it isn't going to work. But very possibly they'll grade their property, and I don't know what's going to happen to the other property. Maybe that will be somewhat redeveloped. There may be a possibility, but I think it's good to provide it now, and it could just be in words as part of their use that they will, when the abutting property owners develop or redevelop, they will consider a cross-access easement if it's workable.
I can certainly agree with that. I think I agree with all your comments. And in fact, that as we speak, another meeting is being held in the city, which could result in incentives and support for more development in this area, which would bring more activity, more traffic, and even pedestrian traffic. So I'm certainly supportive of the cross access agreements and even the, you know, the sidewalks, the pedestrian movements, that sort of thing. My concern would be what capacity, okay, we get the right things put in place now, but we don't get it done now, then what capacity does the city have to initiate or compel it at some point in the future? Because it's not enough just to have somebody to agree to do it, then how do we get them to do it when the time comes?
Do we violation of special use, okay. And we can go to court.
Okay.
Although it's much simpler than doing now. Much more complicated.
Well, I put it in the resolution to do it, but I don't. You can mark it on the plan, but we don't know where it's going to be. It's got to match up with their other drives. It's hard to locate it until you know where you're going to want it, and we have no idea on the east property. On the west property, I think it would be more difficult because I think that's where they're fully developed, and you got a grade change. It's kind of difficult unless they redevelop it.
Right there.
Yeah, I think right there, it's probably at least five feet to 8 feet difference from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
Let's go, move on to number 14. This is regarding the walkway connecting the Rawson Avenue to the door of the front of the building, and I don't know that that you have the one of the photo. I don't believe that you have this photo that's sent to me by Nick. The planning department want us to put Nick, can you help me out on this here?
Sure. Planning staff was looking at two possible options for a pedestrian connection from the sidewalk along Rawson Avenue, one being a sidewalk over the portion that's lawn into pedestrian striping that would lead to this front entrance, or over here, the sign would kind of possibly get in the way, but sidewalk. And then there's a side entrance here with a wraparound walkway to the front of the building so the striping could connect up to that. So at least one of those is what staff was recommending.
Mr. Tao, which is going to be your main entrance in this building?
Our main entrance will be on the east side. It's probably way the center. Yeah, right there. That's the main entrance. And because our main entrance is located on the east side, and if you put a crosswalkway to the south side, it wouldn't be correct because people would feel that is the main entrance and coming right in there, but it would not be the main entrance. So that's kind of confusing. And the other thing is that West Rawson is a major or one of the big traffic road, and there's no street parking on Rawson's West Rawson. So I feel that it would not be beneficial to put a crosswalk connected to the pedestrian walk to the sidewalk because people would not use it, and anybody going to use to go into the building, they would have to park in the facility premises to access the entrance. So I feel that it would not be beneficial. So I would like to request to see if that's not enforceable into the condition.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions for you. The facility is now vacant, but has been used as a bowling alley, a bar, after fashion, a restaurant, volleyball courts. We're going to convert it to a funeral home. are you going to own the property or lease it?
We are going to own the property.
Your intention is to leave the volleyball courts, the storage shed?
The property has a great potential for development. We plan to use the front, currently we plan to use the front section, which is the white section of that whole building, to be the funeral home or the building area or the assembly room. And the bowling alleys, we're going to try to save it for now and see what happens in the future. Just going to turn down the four far right lane to be our storage, more storage space for us at this time. The volleyball court, the plan in the future, not sure when to put a green to put into a green space. Would like to develop into a mini park so people can do technique there, but not sure what's going to transpire. A lot of planning or thinking ahead, but have no concrete plan at this point.
The building has some, in my view, need for substantial repair. The mansard roof is missing a lot of shingles. Frankly, the mansard roof is going out of style. The building is obviously dated. Looks like a bowling alley, not a funeral home. Speaking for myself, I believe that it the city's looking for an enhanced remodel of this building such that it looks more contemporary and maintained. I have an issue with the landscaping. The parking lot on the east side has got a lot of damage to it. I personally would be looking for more upgrades than what you're at this point talking about in your document. I see no purpose for the volleyball courts to stay if you're not going to use them. It implies to me that this is a temporary use, and we're looking for corporate citizens. So, personal opinion.
I would definitely agree. However, the facilities, I would like to ask that the facility is suitable for our use, but we will work with the planning departments to do upgrade the property. The roof definitely will be replaced, but in terms of the outside, we have no plans on how to do the outside at this point. But we certainly will keep it up to date in good condition.
Commissioner Benton.
Yeah, I would think maybe the proper thing to do is to table this and have them work with the planning department and come back to see what they're going to do with the bills.
This is a public hearing. Is there any member of the public? Alderman Schmidt, name and address for the record, sir.
Doug Schmidt, 7961 South 68th Street, Alderman for the 5th District. I would just like to express the concerns from some of my constituents who I have heard from that just are not really in favor of converting a one-time recreational center into a funeral parlor. I think there's also concerns about the 24-hour time period that would be involved in this. And if there is a potential TID district that might evolve, I don't know how this would actually fit in with what we're looking into as future planning. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Mayer, name and address for the record.
Dan Mayer, 10670 West Candlestick Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. I agree with what Alderman Schmidt just said, so I won't repeat that, but I do agree with it. Number one, this is a change of occupancy. I'm 99% sure this building is not fire protection sprinkled. It's a change of occupancy, so the entire building would need to be sprinkled, brought up to code. That's going to be a substantial expense, but it has to be done if this goes through. Number two, it's a vacant building now, and with this economy, I know we want to get as much business in and as much tax-paying business in as we possibly can, but I ran on reasonable, responsible development, and that means not taking the first thing that comes down the road. I don't think this is the right fit. And so I'm not in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any other person wishing to speak on this matter? Any other person wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period. Public hearing.
I'll get it.
Mr. Bennett. City Attorney.
Maybe for the applicant and staff, with regard to the heritage or tradition of people staying there 24 hours a day, does that include sleeping and there's a room for people to sleep? Or
No, there would not be any room for people to sleep. People just would just hang around in the facility, chit-chatting, just keep company for the family who is there. And most people who there will leave to hotel or back home for rest for the night, then return in the morning.
I know, but you mentioned earlier that family would stay the duration of the 24 hours.
Correct. There's no rooms in there for them to sleep or no beds or...
I'm not conversant with, you know, the tradition or what happens there, but I don't know, just from a logical standpoint, I have no idea what the building inspection and state building codes require, but that might be some form of almost residential use, and I don't know if building inspection has considered that or was aware of it or not.
Commissioner Rivkin.
You have mentioned earlier potential use for as a picnic area in the back of the property. Would that also be in conjunction with its use as a funeral home and those sorts of activities? Or would that be separate from, you know, the funeral activities? Or would it be a part of other activities that would be conducted on site?
Currently, it's just some thinking ahead, but it would not be connected with the funeral home. Services. The volleyball would just be for people that would look for some space, private space to do picnic. We would open for people to do that. In terms of our funeral service, we only because we only utilize the weekend, and that we have a whole Tuesday, Thursday, when nothing happened in the facility, which is it's not been utilized fully. So we kind of open for people who would want to do something there because we have the space and accommodation for them to do from Tuesday, Thursday. Week that they're not having anything there. We were offering people coming in, so attracted more people to the property, so they know what we have, and we just open for. We would not charge anybody doing that. So.
That raises more issues.
I was going to say just to clarify this. Are you thinking in terms of the funeral home operation 4 days a week, and then perhaps something like a cultural center the other 3 days a week, or
normally and traditionally. We just kind of exploring idea, but we have in our culture we do have how should I put it? My word probably not come out right. We have a belief, a negative view of people, of dead people. So it's a lot of time when we use the facility for funeral service, people will not use it for any other thing. So. We have a great property. We want people to use it, but at the same time, we don't feel that people can utilize it either. But it's just there. But our main focus is for the funeral home. And per my experience for my facility in Warsaw, nobody else utilizes for anything else. Even we open our door and say, "Please come in." Just to have your meeting in our facility, they were open for free, but normally people come. We have facility like this, two facilities like this one that I'm proposing in the city of Milwaukee, and same thing happened. We have a great population in St. Paul, Minnesota, and nobody would do us for anything else but general service. So it's just an idea of open, welcoming community into our building, but at the same time, I don't see that.
Commissioner Haley.
I share many of the concerns and questions raised here. In particular, again, it's not the use that's bothering me. It's I would have expected to see substantial improvements to the building and the site, and yet there seems to be a little resistance that you don't want to put the pedestrian crosswalks in. Those are important things because people that may come to the facility may choose to leave, walk down the street two doors, and buy something at one of our other businesses in the area. So it's very important that we not just design around automobiles, that the connectivity be there. So I think it's very important to have that connection to the street out front. And forgive me for going back, and it's a very small issue, but we talked about the guardrail of the building. If my memory serves me, there's a sidewalk directly along the wall of that building between the guardrail and the wall. That's a bad situation in terms of pedestrian circulation. It forces, with the guardrail there, it forces everybody to get out of their car and walk back out and walk down the middle of the parking lot to get to the door because the guardrail's there. If you removed it and used curb stops, as was suggested, then they can walk straight forward onto a nice, safe sidewalk and move to the doors of the building. These are the sort of things that I'd like to see. I understand that money's probably limited, but to embrace the site and to fit it into the neighborhood better, some of these suggestions. So if this were to move forward, I would like to see the staff recommendations implemented.
Certainly, I would be willing to work with the planning department and the engineering department to do whatever it takes to make this property work. And I believe that this is will be beneficial in adding components to Franklin's city of
Franklin. Motion regarding this matter.
Well, I'm certainly sympathetic to the use, but frankly, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here, but the impression I'm getting is even if it functions as you seem to be in contemplating, it's hard not to characterize this as underutilized for this parcel in an area that we're trying to stimulate more use, not in just this parcel, but the whole area here. So I'd have to suggest that this really isn't consistent with the direction we want to try to head with this area. And so I suppose the motion would be to, I presume we have a motion, but my motion would be to not, is this a recommendation to the Common Council?
Yes, sir.
To recommend that the Common Council not approve?
So is your motion, Mr. Ritter, a motion to recommend denial of a resolution imposing conditions? City Attorney.
Based upon the proposed application, which in part provides for only an approximate one-third of the area of the building use, leaving approximately two-thirds of the building structure unused, and that the proposed use likely would only occur 4 days per week maximum, and that there is some thought by the applicant that the use is in effect a temporary use, and that perhaps a use akin to the prior use might be available through a potential buyer in the future, and that the balance of the open areas on the property are not intended to be redeveloped at this point in time, including the volleyball court area to the north. All of those factors potentially not only not being in harmony with the purposes of the Unified Development Ordinance and the Comprehensive Master Plan, but also with pending redevelopment plans for the entire area, which include cross-access between and amongst commercial properties, and as such, the lack of access here may have an undue adverse impact upon adjoining properties and the development of neighboring properties. A motion to recommend to the Common Council denial of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a funeral home and mortuary center use upon property located at 7220 West Rawson Avenue, and also to include in the factors that at the current time it is unclear whether or not the proposed use would require a further redevelopment of the physical building structure due to a 24-hour per day during the four-day use as proposed.
So moved.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion of that motion? By the way, that was record and then motion. Those of you playing along with us. Okay. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion to deny signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Towle. Item 3C, Franklin City Water and Wastewater Operation and Maintenance Facility. Mr. Bennett?
Yes, I'm the applicant of this. We have Mike
denied.
Is there a second?
Second.
So I would like to recluse myself. I will say that Mike Paulus is a representative from Graves.
You guys got a tough job.
Yeah, thanks.
For the record, with Mr. Bennett leaving, we still have a quorum. Mr. Paulus?
Hello. Thanks for having us. You're all great. Jim Paulus, Fiscal Insurance Department. Jim Lezak is the lead site engineer. And Wayne Tillman is the project architect. We're retained by the City of Franklin to propose expansion of the sewer and water buildings. And today I'll let Jim come in on the project a little bit. Thank you for your time. Over the past 5 years, we've been working with the utility on a study of their existing facilities and the needs for that. The Board of Water Commissioners has come through with a plan to develop and improve this site to meet their needs and function for now and in the future. Some background information, if you're aware. The current property is located in the Franklin Industrial Park, Ryan Road to the north, 60th Street to the west, Franklin Drive to the east, and this is West Airways Avenue. 5550 West Airways Avenue is the current property. The current site is approximately 2.42 acres, bounded by this area here. This is a current access drive which goes to Crohn's Manufacturing, and this is the bulk of the existing site. The existing building is approximately 3,100 square feet. There's an existing garage, an existing pump house that is part of the water distribution system but is no longer in use. Parking for staff, and if you're aware, this site some years ago was also part of a federal installation that had part of a defense structure. There's a significant structural element below grade that at one time was part of a missile silo system. The water department used it as a reservoir, but again, it is no longer in use. It is abandoned. So this is the current site.
Go ahead.
the project based upon the site constraints and the information we have and the needs. The proposed addition is a 16,900 square foot addition to the existing building off of the north and northeast corner. The site will also include a new access drive that ties into the existing driveway approach on the west side, as well as a new driveway approach. A new driveway, access driveway, utilizing the existing driveway approach on the east side. These will provide for circulation through the building. The larger vehicles will be entering on the east, parking inside the vehicle, and then exiting on the west. We have space for visitor parking at the southeast corner, 5 stalls, and staff parking, 18 stalls, on the north side of the building. A portion of this site is also currently asphalt pavement that's used for storage. With our proposed site plan, we are adding just under a half acre of impervious area. Again, we'll have new asphalt access drives on the east and the west. We have a secure storage area that is fenced and will have sliding gates. One thing to note with the two parking areas, the sewer and water utility has been promoting green infrastructure and sustainability. They have secured some funding to help pay for green infrastructure through the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. We've evaluated a number of different sustainable options and chosen two. The first one is utilizing a system of porous pavers in all the parking areas.
The porous pavers, that won't be in the parking surface, will it? Or is it going to be in front of it? So I've seen the latest technologies. You park on the pavers, but you don't drive on them.
Yeah, we're actually utilizing the entire area as porous pavers with a storage lane.
Okay, we'll have questions on that later.
This is the landscape plan. Our landscape architects have looked through the UDO and provided a number of new vegetation, deciduous trees, evergreen trees. The second part of the green infrastructure that we're utilizing to address stormwater management is the use of bioinfiltration basins, which are going to be located in this area here to the west and this area to the south. And essentially what that does is take drainage from the paved areas and bring it into landscaped areas, which is, this is a picture here of perennials and different grasses and sedums, and provide some water quality for them. Any immediate questions on the site?
Commissioners?
Commissioner Haley?
I guess relative to green infrastructure, did you look into the potential for a green roof?
We did look at a green roof. One of the things that we found that's been most beneficial about green roofs, not only addressing water quality, but also water quantity, because we are not adding more than a half acre of impervious area, water quantity is not an issue. We are addressing it with the porous pavers with the storage layer below, but one of the things we found is the additional weight was going to add a significant element to the trusses, which are already spanning a long distance to give that wide open garage, which would have increased costs. We felt it was not cost effective for this project.
That's the right answer.
Commissioner Mayor. I do have a question. I guess I need a little bit of background on why this is happening. We're going from a 3,000 square foot building to something that's going to be 20,000 square feet. What? I guess I just don't understand the size. What's going on that we have to expand that much?
Staff has expanded. If we go to this area in here is the existing building. There's a truck area in here and in here. This area in here is the toilet locker room. Yeah, that's the meter room and that's an office. The staff have, it's too small to accommodate it, and we on-site to be on-site.
There is a substantial amount of equipment that is utilizing whatever space is available in other facilities around the city, which makes it somewhat inefficient. If they need a piece of equipment, they have to drive to another location, get it, use it, drop it off, and then come back. So this is going to consolidate, bring everything to one facility as well. The size of the facility allows them to do maintenance on all of their equipment as well.
Okay.
Minor maintenance, the major maintenance will back to maintenance garage.
Where is that at?
Public Works.
Public Works.
Right.
Your father-in-law's building.
So moving on to the floor plan, but that was the existing facility right now. The existing facility is a through wall concrete block. Looks like brick and steam, but it is concrete block. Minimal insulation. Single glazed windows. This area is the new office area. This is the two offices. This is the reception area, a work area, a conference meeting room, a work area, a lunchroom, break room, women's locker room, toilet room, men's locker room, toilet room, and then this area here is vehicle storage. This area can be used for storage of equipment. And with the size trucks that they have, most of these stalls will be used currently. There's a wash bay in here. As far as circulation, you're coming in on the east side, you're parking here, you're coming out the west side. The elevations, the existing building is concrete block, looks like brick. We're replacing these windows with new aluminum insulated window systems. The banding in here, which is just a soldier course in that block, would continue into the existing, which is a recessed band. This is precast insulated concrete panels. The window system that's in here would be the same window system that's in here. There's a canopy over it, but it's not, if you look at it closely, it's not a solid canopy. Canopy is only solid over the door. The rest of it is some lattice work in there, so you'll get shadow lines and some movement. Building adds some interest. There's some lighting that's on the inside of the metal framing, which will light the signage and help light the wall. This is moving to the east side. This is the last office. This is a service door that brings you into the vehicle storage bay. This is an overhead door, a large 16 by 16 door accommodating equipment. The doors, service doors, the windows, all that is insulated and energy efficient. Based on the grades, and it only happens in this corner, this northeast corner, we have to step the footing up to try and accommodate all the soil that's on the site. When we get to the north side, this will be vehicle parking. This is the pervious paving. The roof pitches in this direction. There was a question about a green roof. That vehicle bay area is long. Right now, the joists in there are 4 feet deep. If we were to put any kind of weight on there, we're looking at something like five and a half, which means we now have to boost the wall height up to accommodate.
We're okay, Wayne. You can move on.
Now we're moving around to the other side here. This would be more the exit. Same thing, everything's insulated. These are the existing service doors. To the existing building, we're looking at removing the roof, replacing it, increasing the insulation from 2 inches to 3 inches. That way we have, throughout the whole facilities and the roofing system, we can accommodate more in the new addition. So there we're going with 4 inches of insulation, and we have skylights in the bays area feet on center, and the skylights are 4 feet by 8 feet, so they'll bring in a lot of natural light, which will allow you to shut down the lighting during the day when they're not used. And we have a little smaller skylights on the top. In this area here, going back is a mezzanine, which occurs above the new office area that would be used for the storage of smaller things like valving and small pipes and things that you can carry up a stairway, but you don't need a forklift to move them around. That takes care of it for the elevations and the plan.
Mr. Fuchs, this is a public hearing?
Correct. There is a notice.
Yes. Would you please read? This is a public hearing. We've opened the public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, please read the notice. Thank you.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 17, 2014 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by the City of Franklin for a special use to allow for a 16,900-square-foot expansion of the City of Franklin Water and Wastewater Operation Maintenance Facility use upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District located at 5550 West Airways Avenue.
Is there anyone in the audience wishing to speak on this matter?
Who would that be? Mr. Chairman, I'm John.
Name and address for the record, sir.
7645 South Mission Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. Just to address a little bit, the existing building is 30 years old. It was built in 1983, I believe. And at that point in time, we probably tripled or quadrupled the amount of sanitary sewers in the city. Our water utility was started in 1977. We had a very, very small water utility at that time. And, of course, our water utility now, we serve 80% of Franklin with water. We serve 95% of the city with sanitary sewer. And we have outgrown the building. We've been, if you look at it, we got 10 people working out of that building that's maybe can hold 4 or 5. We've got the meter testing in the same area. We have all our computers, which is not a good mix of water and computers. So we've needed this building. We really had the initial preliminary design done in 2008, and then with the economy, the Board of Water Commissioners felt it was not time to build a building. We have really saved up funds, both sewer and water, and we have funds to build this building. No funds will come out of the general taxes. This is all paid through the user charge, and we have, working with our financial officer, we will have funds without making a large rate increase in the rates to finance the building. Remember, this is just the use approval or the special use. It's not a vote of whether we go ahead with the building. That's going to be up to the mayor and common council. This is actually just the use of the land for this. And it's just expanding the present use that we already have.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Any other citizens wish any comments? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period. Commissioners? Mr. Ritter?
My question would be similar to the one that was asked before with regard to the expansion, the size of the site. Given that there's still some development yet to occur in the city, where does this get us? I mean, does this get us caught up to where we need to be at this point? Will this accommodate the additional needs as the city continues to grow? Do you contemplate further expansion on this site at some point in the future, or where does this get us at this point?
This gets us what we feel, at least at this time. It's always difficult to foresee the absolute future, but we feel that this would get us 10 to 20, maybe ultimate, but at least 10 to 20 years, as far as we can see in the future. Once you have the pretty basic system like Franklin has, you could expand considerably in the facilities you have without additional area. I mean, with the sewer, we have the sewer jetter, which is about a $400,000 piece of equipment that we need to store inside. It has water in it. We can't allow it to freeze. So We have, I would say, maybe 15% for future, and the rest of it is we have equipment and personnel to fill it.
One other thing I didn't mention was that the building currently is not sprinkled. With the addition of the building, will be protected from the sprinklers.
Of course it will be. So will the overhead. We're crying out loud. I want to go back to the pervious parking. A dozen years ago, we were real hot on that, weren't we, Jack? And I know throughout the city, wherever we've asked for that, it's all gone because it couldn't withstand the traffic. Can you comment on...
Yes, they really changed, and we would not want the pervious asphalt or pervious concrete. They haven't worked out. But we have very successful in Staybridge Suites, if you've ever looked at that, that has these tile pavers, and it's only perviousness is in the joints that goes down. And just recently, I think it was last year, the year before, the county did a large parking area at the sports complex. So we have it in the sports complex, and we also have it in Staybridge Suites. It's extremely nice looking. In fact, the Staybridge Suites came in and asked, can we not stripe our parking lot because it looks so nice? Well, you have to stripe a parking lot, and you have to kind of control where people park. But it actually looks so nice, they didn't want to stripe their parking lot. But maybe Kevin would comment on the sports complex. This has a good track record.
Commissioner Haley.
We redid about a 7-acre parking lot out there, 5 acres of this new product. It's designed, it's tough. We've been through 2 winters. We're very pleased with it, and it's designed for heavy truck traffic.
You guys beat me up. I'm okay now. Other than
this issue is coming for the common council?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, this is just the site plan. This does not build the building.
Okay.
Is there a motion with regards to this matter?
Do you have a motion?
I do. A motion to recommend or deny the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of the special use for a 16,900 square foot expansion of the City of Franklin water and wastewater operation. Very nice, Jack. And maintenance facility use upon a property located at 5550 West Airways Avenue.
So moved.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion of the motion?
Maybe I'll be out of order. I have one question. Maybe this is for Jesse. This is number 6 in the now be resolved. It says other conditions, etc. It's not really. Doesn't really say anything.
That is a placekeeper in the event the planning commission wishes to add additional conditions. That's all.
Okay.
Excellent question. No other comments. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 401 abstention. Item 3D, Gus's Mexican Cantina, seasonal use, Mr. Deedle, I believe, correct?
Yes. No public hearing on this one. The Plan Commission can make the final decision on this matter. This is Gus's Mexican Cantina at the Garden Plaza Shopping Center. They have done a similar event the last 2 years, I believe. This will be their third year. Staff is recommending approval. It's for car shows, and one of which would be larger, would have outdoor music. And so we have conditions that they be consistent or compliant with the liquor license and where they can have the liquor dumpster enclosures or garbage cans, those kinds of things. So we are recommending approval, the same conditions we had last year.
Questions or motions? Commissioner Ritter.
Question, yes, we have done this before. What's the alderman had any comments? The police department had any comments? Any issues that we should be aware of?
None that I'm aware of, except for the first year. There were some concerns the first year, but I'm not aware of any for last year.
Okay.
And how many years has he been doing it?
Officially, three. This will be the third. We can talk about that.
I make the motion.
Motion to approve resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a seasonal weekly car show upon a property located at approximately 6514 South Lovers Lane Road, more commonly known as the Garden Plaza Shopping Center, Gus's Mexican Cantina. Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you very much. Mr. Commissioner Haley. This is a discussion of the Complete Streets program.
I don't believe that we've had no new meeting. There's been no new progress since the last meeting when we spoke.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're